Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday morning. Monday, maybe 8th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour here. WGH Talk Time. And we're having an interesting morning here this morning. People from yesteryear out there listening. Bailey, who hosted the Friday night show with me for a long time, who I affectionately call Bales. And, well, we've really covered the waterfront in hour number one. Talked about our winners on Friday, John and Judy, President Harding, our homeless guest who we had on Friday morning, me getting a regular Coke this morning, Deepak Chopra, Camden, Matt, the Friday night show, Mother's Day weather not looking good right now. Okay, TikTok, Snapchat, we've talked about it all here this morning. All right, Carolyn, if you're out there listening, give me a buzz. She was about to call in before the break there and give us an update over basically what had happened on Friday and so on and so forth. So, Carolyn, give us a buzz now. We just want to get an update on what went on over the weekend. And, again, you don't have to tell us what went on with you and the listener. That is not my business, and I don't think the listening audience's business. As far as that goes. But we're just going to give a little update here. As many of you know, on Friday morning, we had a guest on. Now, the first name is Carolyn. She's asked us not to give her last name, a 55-year-old woman here in Marion. And as of Thursday night, said that this was her first night homeless, that she had slept in a park that night here in the Marion area. She came in on Friday morning. We kind of went through how things got to where they were. We got a call from a listener 3 minutes after we went off the air asking Carolyn to wait at the studio. The listener came. I was inside doing the Pastor Whitaker show, so I don't know what the exchange was, nor should I know what that was all about. But Carolyn's listening this morning. Carolyn, when we last heard from you last Friday, the listener was coming to see you. What happened over the weekend?
So I went to a couple stops for consignment. She gave me a ride uptown, and then I was able to get a U-Haul on Friday to get my things out of this friend's house where I was staying. I was able to get most of the stuff out Friday, finished it on Saturday, got some help to do so. Then on Saturday, I went to the Moose for their sale, and then just working and getting the things into my storage unit. And I will be staying at a sleeping room. You pay by the week.
Now, again, you don't have to tell us what the listener gave or did for you on Friday, but was it because of that help that you're able to get into a sleeping room now?
Yes. Yes, good. I will say that.
Good. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear that. Now, where have you been? And I know Thursday night you said you slept in a park. What did you do Friday, Saturday, and last?
Okay, so Friday night, because I was only going to get about 4 hours sleep, and you pay by the week at the sleeping room, and I didn't want to waste the night. So I already had the U-Haul. I was going to have to get up early in the morning. I just slept 4 hours in the U-Haul. And then on Saturday, I was trying to get things rearranged in the storage unit, trying to get it, you know, organized so I can, you know, be able to get ready for another couple sales that's coming up this following weekend. So I was at the storage unit on Saturday.
And last night?
And then last night, I started staying at a sleeping room.
So you do have a place to stay now?
Yes, yeah. I've got it paid up clear for a week.
Okay.
And then I've got a sale next weekend, two of them actually, I'm going to be going to, and hopefully make some money to pay for another week or two. And then also I'm still doing job interviews and putting applications out.
That's good to hear. Now, Carolyn, one of the reasons I wanted you to call in this morning is after we had you on 8 o'clock on Friday morning, we did the pastor's show. Some people were listening, and we had a phone call where maybe some, let me put it, an aspersion was cast on maybe you were not homeless, that you were trying to scam people. And you know, we heard this from other people after this call came in, because I think it cast doubt in the story that you told that morning. So without using anybody's name, we don't want to say anybody's name, but what do you say to that? And I wouldn't even be bringing this up, but that call went out over the air, so I figure I'd give you a chance to respond to that.
Okay, so first of all, when I emailed you, it wasn't even really about my story. My story was just an example. The topic of email was, you know, there is people out there that's in my age range that are needing help but aren't able to get the help because of the age range they're in, because they're not really young. And so when you're young and you have minor children in the home, oh, yeah, their help will just pour out for you. And then when you're 65 years and older, the help is there too. But at this age range, there's not the help. So that was my initial email. I was just using myself as an example to show you that, you know, this is an issue.
Right, and you did say in that initial email that you would rather I didn't use your name, which I didn't when we talked about it.
Right. And then I figured, you know, I'll just at least use my first name. The reason why I didn't use my last name, it's because my parents were outstanding people in this town. A lot of people know them. I did not want to bring disgrace, because I feel like my situation is a disgrace, and I did not want to disgrace my parents.
Now,
and even though they're passing, and people know it because know them. I mean, I went to the movies and set up in the parking lot with their sale, and people come up to me and they knew my parents, and I was like, wow, you know, I just didn't want to give my last name out there. Now, did not expect I was going to have to, you know, defend my situation when it really wasn't the subject of everything that was going on. It was just an example. So, you know, I've got pictures of the house fire. I've got documentations of the house fire. I've got the lady or the girl that subletting me the apartment, she is willing to make a statement, you know, that had happened. I even have a coworker that is willing to, a former coworker that is willing to make a statement out as to what had happened with my job, you know. So I just can't believe I got to have all this proof because one person wants to, you know, be negative. Let's just say it that way.
Well, I just wanted to give you the chance to respond, because when we did the interview on Friday, I'm the one who asked you to come on, and you did not want to use your last name. You told your story, and I kind of expected that to be it, because you didn't ask for anything on the air, and people can go back and listen to that. But when that call came in about an hour later and it was live on the air and you were already gone, I think everybody should have the chance to respond to accusations. You know, I don't know what's true and what's not. We don't have a staff here of private investigators tracking people down. So I don't know what the situation is. I just know when something goes out over the air and the listeners hear it, that I think they should hear every side of the story and then make a decision based on that.
Right. And I had sent you an email here just shortly. I had sent you email. It has the pictures of the house fire in it. And I'm not sure really as to what her end goal is to say the things she said. I haven't even actually heard the things she said because I was too busy trying to get things situated in my life, you know. So I just turned it on this morning. because I had a little bit of a break this morning. And I heard everything, and then, you know, you asked me to call in, so I did. I feel like I now have to take time out to defend this situation, and I don't understand that. I really don't,
Just for the truth of the matter, on Thursday night, you did, and we're not going to say the park, you did sleep right in a park here in Marion. You did not have a home, and over the weekend, you slept in a U-Haul and a storage unit.
Yes.
Okay, well, Carolyn, I'm so glad you're in a sleeping room, whatever the circumstances of how you got there. I hope that you continue to listen. I hope that a job shows up, and this all becomes a distant memory in the past.
Yes, thank you so much. And just remember that, you know, there is this subject out there, the fact that, you know, with the age range of people needing help in this area, you know, what can we do? What can we do to help others? I mean, I'm just trying to get this figured out, you know, because not everybody has minor children in a home, and not everybody is 5 and older. You know, but there is that need out there for other people.
Well, Carolyn, keep us updated on the situation.
I will.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And there is the side of the story of Carolyn. Now, again, the only reason that was done is I did get a message that Carolyn was listening this morning, and we did get that call on Friday. And I'm not saying that anybody is telling, I don't know. Let's just put it that way. I'm not saying anybody's telling the truth or anybody's not telling the truth or trying to get any kind of argument whipped up here. But, you know, I think when people make an accusation, people should have the chance to respond to that accusation. So that's what we did there. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If anybody has anything to say, 27 minutes past the hour here. Talking about, we've certainly been talking about the homeless today. And that whole situation that Carolyn was referring to there, being 55 years of age and no minor children at home, what do you do? Not being a senior citizen? I don't know what you do. Okay, I got the regular Coke this morning. You know, I'm still burned about that. Deepak Chopra and the whole idea of when you first meet everybody, your immune system goes up and everything's exciting and happy and blah, 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 what I've been talking about forever. Camden and Matt, did anybody hear Camden and Matt on Friday night? Did you enjoy the show if you were out there listening? And Camden came in and did a couple things last week. That's where I got all, when I took the picture with Camden, you know, apparently it got a lot of attention last week. And but she's a lot of fun to hang around with. A lot younger than I am, but fun to hang around with nonetheless. And I think it kind of dispels that whole engagement thing. You know, I don't know. People, I think, thought I'd lost my mind last Monday morning when I was talking about engagement. But not too bad. Okay, Mother's Day, weather a little shaky at this point. TikTok, Snapchat, I'm telling you, so confusing. Especially Snapchat. You have to know the person to Snapchat them anyway. And you have to get their information from him or them or who or they or she. It's a whole thing. And then, of course, on TikTok, really the only video of substance that I watched on TikTok over the weekend was Bailey trying to do a backflip on a trampoline and ending up on her face. And I only was able to find that because Bailey gave me her TikTok information. If I don't have their TikTok information, I don't know how to find it. Oh, apparently, we're getting a Mother's Day report. Cloudy, but 78. No rain or storms. I don't know. The report that I saw for Mother's Day was rain. Who knows? Maybe it'll be nice on Mother's Day. Let's hope it is nice on Mother's Day. All right. Does anybody have any input this morning after hearing from Carolyn or anything else we've talked about? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, I would just like to say one more thing about this TikTok video of Bailey trying to do a backflip. Again, she says she did five of them before she ended up being on her face on the trampoline. Now, I'm not saying that she didn't, because she was a cheerleader at one point, kind of a gymnast type of a person, but maybe the pressure was on, and she ended up on her face. I don't know. But it ended up being a TikTok video, so it's not like it's hidden at all. 740-751-4038. All right. Hey, we had a... what did we have last? Oh, it was a Family Feud question we did not get the final answer for. Now, let me remind you of this. Give me a phrase or word containing the word hot. Now, we've got hot tamale, hot dog, hot outside, hot sauce, and that's hot. The old Paris Hilton saying. Now, I had said to everybody, we have one answer left, and it's the title of a movie. But we never got it. We went off the air last week without getting the title of the movie. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. Give me a phrase containing the word hot. Hot tamale, hot dog, hot outside, hot sauce, and that's hot. Now remember, I said it was the title of a movie.
Go ahead, caller.
Is it Long Hot Summer?
Not Long Hot Summer, but a good guess. Hey, Trish, I know you listen to Friday. What'd you make of Camden and Met?
Oh, I thought it was so enjoyable.
Now, how did you find Camden? You know, she's a lot younger than the rest of us. What'd you make?
Well, she seems to have a presence and know how to handle herself.
I know. She's the third girl to come along in that show, but I think she's doing a great job, and I think she'll carry herself well.
Well, that's good. Maybe she, like you said, maybe they can carry on.
Yeah, I think so, and I think Matt did a great job as well.
And you said not. Was he the one that helped you with the election, or was that the other guy?
Yeah. She also did, He helped on election night as well from the Board of Elections.
Yeah, it's good that you can get some people, you know, to help you take off the load and know that if an emergency arises, you've got someone that, you know, can step in.
Yeah, and, you know, these are two young, good people who are reliable. You know, they both showed up on Friday night. Matt had never done election coverage before, and I just think they're really fun people to be around. And Camden came in on Thursday and did an interview, and I had a ton of fun with her. She's really, like I said, she's a lot younger than I am, but she's very level-headed and just fun, you know. And I think that's what we need in this world, fun people.
Yeah, it's hard to find the young level-headed nowadays.
You know what, it's hard to find the level-headed as we get older as well.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, did you ever find out about Chip?
You know, I haven't heard from Chip yet. I'm going to have to go out there and see him and see what's going on. But, yeah, I haven't heard about the engagement. I heard the wedding's coming up and all this, and then we haven't heard from Chip. Hopefully we'll hear from him this week. Hey, you heard Opal on Friday. We made her night.
Yeah, you did. You made her day. You really made her evening.
Well, what do you make before? Because I know you got to hear the story on Friday, and you just heard Carolyn call in again. What do you make of this whole homeless situation?
It's a shame. I mean, I hate to think there was any kind of a scam, but I wouldn't want to say, you know, say that unless I had some kind of proof. But glad she's got a sleeping room and all that stuff, and maybe. Did she say whether she got a job?
She's looking for a job, but she got a sleeping room with the help of our listener on Friday, so it's good she's not sleeping in U-Hauls or parks or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't know how you could carry all of your belongings, all of her craft stuff, how she could travel around town walking, carrying all that stuff.
I know, I would imagine it's very difficult.
Yep.
Well, hey, thanks
yep, for... We just need to thank our lucky stars if we've got a roof over our head and check every coming in every month.
That's right. We never know what's coming around the corner. Hopefully everything will stay fine and as good as possible. Hey, thanks, Trish.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. 35 minutes. Phone line is open. 740-751-4038. Give me a phrase containing the word hot. Hot tamale, hot dog, hot outside, hot sauce, and that's hot.
Go ahead, caller.
Is it cat on a hot tin roof?
Not cat on a hot tin roof, but a good guess.
Not cat on a hot tin roof. It is a movie title, though. 741-403.
Hey, caller.
Is the movie Hot Pursuit?
Not Hot Pursuit.
Not Hot Pursuit. Give me a phrase containing the word hot. All right, let's see if this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
This one's got, it's actually more of a song title from Robert Palmer, but I think it's Some Like It Hot.
Some Like It Hot, that is right. Now, do you remember who was in Some Like It Hot? I've interviewed somebody who was in Some Like It Hot.
Was it Joe DiMaggio's wife, the lovely blonde Marilyn Monroe, or am I thinking of something else?
No, Marilyn Monroe was in it, but there were two other big actors in it, and I didn't interview Marilyn Monroe. That was a little before my time, but I interviewed one of the other main actors.
Well, you've interviewed Bill Cosby and I think Chucky Baby, now known as His Royal Majesty King Charles III. I think he's probably next on the agenda. You picked up Ed Asner at the airport, so what would I possibly, what would I possibly not expect from you?
Tony Curtis. I interviewed Tony Curtis.
Yeah, Bernie Schwartz is his real name, right?
Yeah, but you know, honestly, did anybody care about King Charles being coronated?
I mean, I didn't watch it, but I mean, I heard it was quite festive.
I don't know. I know it was on. I remember flipping through the channels and seeing it was on, but other than it didn't seem like a thing.
You remember the Robert Palmer song? Because, I kept getting all these songs with hot, and I finally got one, which to me is more of a song. I remember that. The movie, I don't think I've even seen it, but I've heard of it. So I was thinking there had to be a song title, even if it was also a movie.
Well, give me a little bit of the song. I've never even heard the song.
All I can think of is like, Some Like It Hot. When the heat is on, actually it's a Power Station, which Robert Palmer was. It's a super group. Robert Palmer was the singer. So correct me, but it was his voice. Some Like It Hot. When the heat is on, they also covered Get It On, Bang It On, which I call Get It On, Smoke A Bong, of course, but from T-Rex.
See, Adam, so we all know. I think we all know that you have. I don't know. Listen, I don't want to make any accusations, but I think there might be some, I think it's legal now, extracurricular activity, substance in your life. Now, you don't have to answer.
Oh, no, I have, R or X-rated versions of almost every song, and anytime I sing it to a friend, they're always on stitches laughing. So some of it is kind of obvious.
You really
should hear some of the song lyrics that I make up, Scott. I mean, they are definitely NSFW and NSFR. Not suitable for,
hey,
not
what,
suitable for radio.
Well, you're the computer guy. What do you make of this TikTok and Snapchat? I'm telling you,
I don't use TikTok. It really kind of seems juvenile to me. But
I should make a video.
The new man uses it and it helps him, and that's great.
I feel I should.
He's the embodiment of someone who can use it, and he's my age, so I salute him.
Yeah, but I feel I should make a video. I feel, Adam, I should, I'm not, important, but I feel I should at least make one video on the TikTok. Maybe I should take suggestions. What video, because you only like 30-second videos here or something, what video should I make to just drum my TikTok up so I can get the big followers?
That little bit on Geraldo and Geraldo getting mad at people, then you can go ahead and cut in with when you actually interview Geraldo. That would be good.
What if I found some other people, I know people, to get in on these TikTok videos? Hey, it's interesting. I'm getting a message here from Bales. Isn't it great to have Bales back out there listening after a few years' absence?
Yeah. You don't mean the sheriff, Matt Bales, you mean?
No. You remember Bailey,
well,
don't you?
I'm thinking Val, but I think of the sheriff.
Don't you remember Bailey?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Well, I remember Bailey from WKRP, but this isn't the same.
No, you remember Bailey from the Friday Night Show.
How about F. Lee Bailey? He passed away, but of course, you interviewed him many times.
All right, Adam, stay on the tracks here this morning.
A lot of Bells and Baileys, aren't there?
There certainly are, but Bailey has said a comment here about King Charles that I can't even repeat, but it just goes to show you that people were not interested.
I mean, it's so different from our culture. We don't have a king and a queen. We have presidents and senators and congress people and, well, Marion, we have a pretty diversial mayor process, but I think it's calmed down a bit.
But well,
it's a diversion. I didn't watch it, but it certainly was a major event, and I still think you should have Charles on the show. I don't see why not.
I'll call Buckingham Palace this afternoon, see what I can get done.
Wouldn't it be cool just to hear that accent? And what do you call the guy? They've got such a long title, like Your Majesty, or you can't just call him Chucky Baby. So you have to find a way to address him properly.
Well, His Majesty is the King.
I mean, you can't joke about what you call him, like how you joke about Phil Donahue. Who knows? I guess you'd have to ask. I wouldn't put it past you, Scott.
Well, don't ever put anything
really
past me.
Geraldo on. And Bob Costas, that was a surprise. That was quite a coup. Well, how we congratulated you on being prepared.
Well, but
he didn't know who you were, obviously, and then he was just real impressed with your skills, and that was quite a feather in your hat. That's probably one of your best accomplishments, I think.
Well, that's what they all say, Adam. My skills.
Well, you
SKILLZ.
Definitely pretty good at what you do. And,
hey, I got a question for you. What are apple bottom jeans?
I don't know. I'm from the bell bottom generation. I don't know what apple bottom jeans. Maybe they're even wider than bell bottoms.
Oh.
I don't know. How about this? Would you have a pair of apple bottoms? You know, apple and pear. That would be kind of a funny pun. You get the joke. You're supposed to laugh. A pair of apple bottoms, spelled P-E-A-R.
Well, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. It was an okay joke.
Somebody uses the Macintosh computer who might have apple bottoms. Maybe that's what. Maybe it's the kind of pants that people who use the Macintosh computers wear.
Well, that's interesting. Well, Adam, we're going to move on to the next category here, but I thank you for picking that last.
Have a nice day, Scott.
Thank you, Adam. Bye-bye.
All right. 740-751-4038. Does anybody know what apple bottom jeans are? That's a song from way, way back in the 90s. But, you know, I never paid much attention to it. What are apple bottom jeans? Okay, somebody call in and let us know. 740-751-4038. Inquiring minds want to know. Give me a phrase containing the word hot. Hot tamale, hot dog, some like it hot outside, hot outside, hot sauce, and that's hot. All right, well, that puts that category to bed. Now, here's an interesting category, to say the least. Now, this category's got 10 answers. We've got 17 minutes left and 10 answers. Let's see how this goes. Tell me an occupation you feel is better done when it's done by a woman. How about that? Name an occupation you feel is better done when it's done by a woman. You know, I'm getting a picture of apple bottom jeans here from Bales. And to be honest with you, apparently it's a name brand. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. That song's been going on for a long time. All right, tell me an occupation you feel is better done when done by a woman. All right, 10 of them.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a chef.
A chef. Let me see here on the list. No chef on the list.
Well, they're all the time cooking.
I know. Isn't that a thing? It's not even on. We got 10 big answers here today, too. Big category.
I know. They're, they will probably put that under a man, because he really maybe is a better chef. I don't know. Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Well, you know, Bales is being fun out here this morning. I want her to call in and give her answer for this category.
Go ahead, caller.
What about that?
What's that?
A nurse.
A nurse. Nurse is number two on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Although there are a lot of male nurses now, oddly enough. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, in deference to our colleague, Linda Sims, I could say radio host, because many female radio hosts or hostesses are excellent. But I'm going to say, pick whatever term you use, waiter, waitress, restaurant server, wait person. I'm sure that's on there.
It is not on there, oddly enough.
Okay, I'll give another one. I don't think radio host is there, but there are a lot of good female hosts, including the one I just mentioned. How about another one that has different terms? Airline stewardess, flight attendant, airline customer service representative, because they're called that sometimes.
An airline stewardess?
Yeah, or known as flight attendant, yeah, whatever term you use.
Let's see here. Airline attendant. You know, I do not see airline attendant on this list.
Okay, last but not least, this is a comical answer, kind of going back to what I talked about the last call. How about a queen? Because a queen certainly would be a female, but that's probably not there. That was a comical answer.
Queen. No, no queen on the list.
Okay, well, I'm out, Scott. I tried to put some comedy. I for sure airline stewardess would be there. I haven't flown in quite a while, so I don't know. Okay, well, I thought I would contribute, Scott. Have a nice day.
All right, thank you. All right. You know what? Apparently, I just got a message from Jessica as well. TikTok's becoming famous now. Holy mackerel.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's try a teacher.
A teacher. Let me see here. Teacher's number one. Got it.
That has to be there. Okay.
Thanks.
Teacher, number one on the list. Okay, well, now we're moving right through this. Maybe. We've got teacher, and we've got nurse. But we've got eight left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Teacher and nurse, number one and two. Tell me an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman.
Go ahead, caller.
Babysitter.
Let's see here. Well,
child care.
Yeah, daycare is on the list. Number six.
Okay.
Daycare comes in at number six on the list. Teacher, nurse, and daycare now on the list. We've got 10 answers here. 751-4038. All right. Man, we're knocking in dead here this morning.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say like a maid, cleaning person.
Maid, housekeeping, yes, number three on the list. You got it.
Housekeeping is number three on the list. We've got teacher, nurse, housekeeping, daycare. Tell me an occupation you feel is better done when it's done by a woman.
Go ahead, caller.
Another boring answer. Maid or housekeeper?
We just got housekeeper.
Okay.
I guess I'm behind the times. I'll get another one, Scott. This is kind of a comical answer. In deference to your friend whom you play regularly on Friday night, the late, great Barbara Walters, talk show host or TV talk show host, TV roundtable discussion host or hostess. But, you know, Barbara Walters, she was one of a kind.
She certainly was. Oh, I hear myself. No television host on the air. But you know what? About 10 people messaged me when Barbara Walters died saying apparently I was their go-to when Barbara Walters died. So why, I have no idea, but that's the way it was.
I think I've exhausted the media possibilities.
I think you have. Not one of them were right, Adam. God bless you.
Okay, well, I tried. All right, see you later.
See you. All right, we got teacher, we got nurse, we got housekeeper, we've got daycare worker. Tell me an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. 10 minutes left to go. 49 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Holy mackerel. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say like a clerk in a department store or grocery store, the clerk.
Let's see here. Well,
cashier, do you want that?
It's not cashier. I don't think that's...
Informer, but not a bad guess, I'll say that. 740-751-4038. Tell me an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. Teacher, nurse, housekeeper, daycare.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Dance instructor.
No dance instructor on the list, but a good guess.
No dance instructor on the list, but not a bad guess. 740-751-4038. Occupation better done by a woman.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a seamstress.
No seamstress on the list.
No seamstress on the list here today. 51 minutes past the hour. Tell me an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. 740-751-4038. We've got teacher at number one, nurse at number two, housekeeper at number three, daycare at number six.
Go ahead, caller.
This is actually a really good answer, Scott, but it's comical because you'd have to be like 60 or 70 years old to say this. A telephone operator, like the operator that you call to make a collective person-to-person call back in the olden days when people did that.
No telephone operator, but a good guess.
No telephone operator, but a good guess here today. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, we've got 4 of the 10. There's still 6 left to go here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. An occupation better done by a woman.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say beautician.
Hairdresser. Hairdresser's number 7.
Hairdresser.
Yep,
yeah.
Number 7 on the list. You got it.
Hairdresser comes in at number 7 on the list here today. So we've got teacher, nurse, housekeeper, hairdresser, daycare worker.
Go ahead, caller.
How about secretary?
Secretary. Yes, secretary's number 5 on the list. You got it.
Alrighty, bye.
Bye. Secretary, number 5 on the list. Well, now we're knocking them out. 740-751-4038. Tell me an occupation you feel is better done when it's done by a woman. Secretary on that list. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say preacher.
No preacher on the list.
No preacher on the list. We've got teacher, nurse, housekeeper, secretary, daycare worker, hairdresser. There are 4 left on the... Is it 4 or 5 here? 1, 2, 3, 4. I think we're down to 4. We've got 6 of them. We've got teacher, nurse, housekeeper, secretary, daycare worker, and hairdresser. 4 left on the list. Occupation better done by a woman.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a nutritionist. Something about food, nutrition.
No nutritionist on the list.
No nutritionist on the list here today. Jessica throwing out answers here. Let's see if we get a right answer coming down the pike.
Go ahead, caller.
How about flight attendant?
No flight attendant, but that's a good guess.
No flight attendant today, but certainly not a bad guess. Tell me an occupation you feel is done better by a woman. 4 left to go.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a veterinarian?
No veterinarian on the list.
No veterinarian on the list here today. Tell me an occupation you feel is better done when it's done by a woman. Teacher, nurse, housekeeper. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
A bank teller?
No bank teller on the list.
No bank teller on the list here today. Teacher, nurse, housekeeper, secretary, daycare worker, hairdresser. Four left to go. 740-751-4038. Tell me an occupation you feel is better when it's done by a woman. 740-751-4038. 5 minutes left to go here. All right. Teacher, nurse, housekeeper, secretary, daycare worker, hairdresser. Four left to go. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
School bus driver?
No school bus driver on the list.
No school bus driver on the list here today. 5 minutes left to go. Tell me an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. Four left to go.
Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say a driving instructor.
No driving instructor.
No driving instructor on the list today. Tell me an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. Teacher, nurse, housekeeper, secretary, daycare worker, hairdresser. Four left to go. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have the final four? Difficult category. 740-751-4038. Well, let's see.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say decorating the house. You know, like the design and inside.
Like, interior decorating. Not on the list, but
yeah,
a good guess.
That's what I'm trying to think of, huh?
Yep, nope.
No interior decorator on the list here today. 57 minutes past the hour. Tell me an occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman. Teacher, nurse, housekeeper, secretary, daycare worker, hairdresser.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's try a dentist.
No dentist on the list. Good guess.
All right, thanks, Scott.
No dentist on the list here today, but certainly not a bad guess. An occupation better done by a woman. I guess as opposed to a man is what we're saying here.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say sales.
No sales on the list.
No sales on the list today. An occupation you feel is done better when it's done by a woman.
Go ahead, caller.
A music instructor?
No music instructor.
We've only got a couple minutes left here. No music instructor on the list. All right.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Mail carrier.
No mail carrier. Good guess, though.
No mail carrier on the list, but a good guess. 58 minutes past the hour here. Got to get a TikTok video done. Don't know what it's going to be.
Go ahead, caller.
Did anybody say doctor?
No doctor on the list.
No doctor on the list today. Well, we're down to the final 2 minutes here. 2 minute warning. An occupation better done by a woman.
Go ahead, caller.
A florist.
That's a good guess. No florist, but a really good guess.
All right, thanks.
No florist on the list here today. 1 minute warning here today. Four answers left to go.
Go ahead, caller.
How about gynecologist?
You know, no gynecologist on the list.
No gynecologist on the list here today, but you know, why not? All right, let's go to the next caller on the list here. Caller on the phone, I guess.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a caregiver, like in a nursing home or something.
No caregiver.
No caregiver on the list. We might be able to get one more guess in here. We got 20 seconds left. 740-751-4038. Occupation better done by a woman.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
Dental hygienist.
No dental hygienist.
All right. That's all the time we have today. Come back 8:15 to 10 o'clock tomorrow morning for this day. Scott Spears heading
to the
dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary talk show host Larry King.
You were hurt when they gave you the 1 year. How did this make you feel when you got the news? 27 years with that company.
Well, you know, it's never easy, you know. I mean, I could have taken an extra one. I had 1 year coming, so I did that 1 year. And they were fine with me. You know, Colin Powell said it best to me. When the train gets to the last stop, you get off. And nothing is forever. I never owned the camera.